Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Michael Rooks, the Whelan Family Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the High Museum.
Well, we've really grown the contemporary collection of paintings, drawings, prints, and sculpture in significant ways. The modern part of the collection, we have very few opportunities to expand our holdings in that area for good reason. You know, it's hard to buy a Rothko or a Picasso. So we've shifted our focus to take advantage of opportunities in terms of contemporary art and major works by artists like Matthew Day Jackson, Thomas Hausigo, and our recent acquisition of a work by Sarah Z, a commission that was part of a series of exhibitions that we have been organizing with MoMA. And I think that exhibition series has been significant and has helped us to, again, raise the bar in terms of modern art in the city.
And can you talk about any upcoming events happening at the High within the modern and contemporary art department, either, you know, this spring or the summer, so people can look forward to anything coming up?
Yeah, we have a show opening, actually a little show opening in May, Al Taylor End Cuts and Bat Parts. It's an artist I'm passionate about and I'll be working with in the future. Small show, but I wanted to mention it because he's a very important figure in the last 30, 40 years. Following that, we are opening a show of work by Rashid Johnson, who is a New York-based artist whom we acquired a year ago. He's a Driscoll Prize winner from 2012, and the show will be a mid-career survey, essentially, of his work that explores the meaning of identity politics in a post-racial world, and whether or not there is meaning or whether that's a relevant idea today. So that exhibition opens on June 8th, and then later in June we have a really exciting exhibition that I'm curating titled Drawing Inside the Perimeter, which will include a growing number of Atlanta-based artists' works that we're acquiring. So one of the big acquisitions for me, a priority for me, has been acquiring drawings by Atlanta-based artists over the past 3 years. And so far we have acquired upwards of 50 drawings. And this exhibition will give a platform for all these works and I think demonstrate how drawing has become a manner of thinking for many artists and how giving a platform to this milieu will reveal how I think sophisticated and deeply rich our artistic community here in Atlanta is.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Michael. This has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we'll see you guys next week.